Well, folks, we're enjoying Sonoma County these days, and I have moved into the beautiful town of Healdsburg, and frankly, I will never leave. It is one of the greatest places on earth. One of the wineries that resides here in the great town of Healdsburg is Rodney Strong Vineyards. Greg Mortal is sitting with me, and we're ready to talk about some great Cabernets here, and this is going to be a very fun session here. We're talking about, you look online, Greg, and you see three different vintages of the Alexander Crown. That's a very unique situation for any winery to be having all those different vintages for sale all at once.
Yeah, and actually we've been making the Alexander's Crown since 1974, so it goes back a long way. And a vineyard that we've owned the whole time, you know, Rodney walked up that hill and bought it, watered the vines by hand, so I'm told.
You don't buy the whole story.
Well, I'm going to go with what I was told anyway. Planted in 71, made since 74, I should say. We've got the 14, 15, and 16, three different vintages and very different wines as they turn out. You know, that thread that is the crown is still there, that licorice, the supple tannins. You know, it's a single vineyard Cabernet grown on that hillside, Southern Alexander Valley. It's a great site. The different vintages are, the 14 is just a little more robust in its tannins, left them on the skins a little extra long, you know, so it's a little more of an ager. The 15, we had half the yields that we did. It was a nice vintage, but it just, well, in the springtime, perhaps it was a little cool when flowering was happening. I'd have to go back and look at the books, but yeah, we had half the yields. It was like 2 tons per acre. And so it's more supple. It's very generous. It's richer. The tannins are a little softer, very concentrated. And the 16 was just a beautiful vintage. And it turned out to just be kind of right down the middle. You know, like I said, that kind of licorice cassis tone really pops.
It's amazing to have all these at once for sale, but it's also really kind of a unique situation for the consumer, because they can learn a lot about a wine by going through three vintages. And what I plan to do is take these three bottles to a chef and say, okay, we have this, this, and this, and they're different. And it might be kind of fun to pair up different things with the same wine.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. And it's a bit of a time capsule. So you can take yourself back to 14, to 15, to 16. And so you're looking at the thread is the winemaking is very, very similar with minor differences in vintage to vintage. You're mostly looking at the and the vintage variation. It's a lot of fun.
It's a beautiful wine, and we are definitely going to enjoy the food and wine pairings on this. Greg, a little bit about yourself here, and Rodney Strong, you've been here for a while.
Yeah, a little bit. 14 years anyway. Although my boss, my emeritus boss now, Rick Sayre, was here for 40 years. So I guess I'm just a young one compared to Rick's tenure. But
you don't mind the young part.
No, I'll take that. I'll take that for now.
All right, folks. Well, we're going to enjoy these great wines. Alexander's Crown, vintage of 14, 15, and 16. And Chef, I'm on the way.